So we will start with a few cases that review some of the controversies for patients in the frontline setting for chronic lymphocytic leukemia. So in our first case, here are responses from the audience about what's your usual preferred initial regimen for a 60-year-old patient with IGVH-mutated chronic lymphocytic leukemia who does not have evidence of deletion 17P and requires treatment. So for this, maybe we'll have Dr. Weir to walk us through how you would approach this patient who's a 60-year-old with CLL and no 17P deletion who requires treatment.
All right, so 60 years old is generally considered younger in terms of patients with CLL. That's important because we think about age with regard to myelosuppressive regimens and whether they can tolerate a more intensive regimen like FCR. 17P is very important to test for patients prior to initiating therapy, 17P and mutations in TP53, because we know if patients have those defects, a defect in 17P or a mutation in TP53, chemoimmunotherapy is really not indicated. So testing for 17P, TP53 mutations, and also knowing the immunoglobulin V gene status is important because we have seen with our MD Anderson long-term follow-up, and others have reported, the German CLL study group, including also the Italian group, have reported long-term follow-up with FCR and showing a plateau on the progression-free survival curve for about 50% of the patients who are non-progressors longer than 10 years following chemoimmunotherapy among those patients who get FCR and who have a mutated immunoglobulin gene. So today, with the data that we have, FCR would be probably the most appropriate treatment for that type of patient. Now, one question is, can you achieve the same thing with non-chemoimmunotherapy-based treatment? And I think we need to wait a little bit longer for the follow-up. And that's why I selected FCR first, and then perhaps venetoclax-based therapy will prove to be as effective.
And Dr. Weig, it sounds like you would approach the both mutated and unmutated patients a little bit differently. How would you think about that?
Yeah, so based on the ECOG data that compared ibrutinib plus rituximab to FCR in young, previously untreated CLL patients, I think that ibrutinib would be a fine regimen to treat these younger, fit patients with. As Dr. Weirda said, there are patients who are IGVH mutated that have the potential for cure with FCR. From the ECOG study at this time, it doesn't look like the survival curves are any different for those IGVH mutated patients, whether they were treated with IR or FCR, but that's because nobody relapsed in either group. So these are patients that are going to likely do well with whatever treatment option you choose, and I actually think that all regimens are probably appropriate for these patients, and long-term follow-up will help us decide if one is really superior.